Good day, residents of Sabah. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Friday, March 20th. As we all know, Sabah is a small island that is isolated from much of the world. But the reality is that we are very much impacted by the developments that occur in different countries. This is why, in the past days, many preventative measures have been implemented. We expect the public to act accordingly, and please take responsibility for yourself and your actions during these times. We must also take into consideration that without maintaining social distancing, if this virus do become introduced to Sabah, it can mean that many people in our community may become sick, some with possibly fatal consequences. Therefore, I am asking everyone to adhere to all measures taken. Although there are still no confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19 on Sabah, people are required to continue practicing social distancing. We have realized that many people are still uncertain by what we mean when we say social distancing. I would like to clarify and say that social distancing is maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet between yourself and anyone outside of your household. This includes no handshaking, kissing, or hugging. In addition to this, social distancing also includes not attending any social gatherings at persons' homes or in public places. Birthday parties, family gatherings, play dates, and small gatherings with friends or family. During the time that children are out of school, they must be supervised and also not gather in groups outside their household. Whenever possible, please use your bank card as your payment method. We would also like to ask businesses to please lower the minimum payment amount that persons may use their bank card to reduce cash transactions as much as possible. Medical referrals returning to the island, the group of students returning from the U.S., and other residents who are returning over the next days will go into mandatory quarantine. Also, persons living with residents that return to the island before today will be restricted from going to their workplace or other locations other than a grocery store when needed, maintaining strict social distancing. Family members not living in the household or friends should assist as much as possible with any requirements that these families may need, such as grocery shopping. I am happy to see that many people have been adhering to the measures we have implemented and that we as a community are coming together to make the best out of what is a difficult situation for us all. These next weeks, let us continue to do our utmost to ensure the safety and security of all the persons residing on Sabah. I thank you.